Used to be that you go to the gas station for gas, or maybe for the restroom. Now you can get groceries or a cup of coffee there. But even that's changing. Sheetz Inc. is a chain of about 500 gas stations and convenience stores. It's going to be adding a barista station and full-service kitchens in some of their shops. Lots more happening in the food business, too. Gary Steibel is CEO of the New England Consulting Group. He joins us from WSHU in Stamford, Connecticut. Gary, what are some of the trends that you're seeing these days in the food business?
Lisa, there are so many that it's almost difficult to pinpoint, but the dominant trend of the next several decades will be health versus taste. It's not that people are going to walk away from foods that taste good. People will not eat things that don't taste good. But they are changing their definition of good taste, and they are shifting their emphasis, if you will, to foods that are helpful and healthy. Food has become part of our culture, not just something we do for fuel. It's something we do for health, for fun, for enjoyment. Food is becoming a total experience. No place more evident than what's happened in the coffee industry in the past 25, 30 years.
How so?
Because in the old days, somebody would walk in and say, give me a cup of coffee, expect to pay damn near nothing for it, and want the second cup or any refills to be free. Today, can you imagine what somebody would look like in a Starbucks saying, give me a cup of coffee? They would get strange looks from the barista, who didn't used to be called that, to the people behind them in line saying, what is that guy? Where is he from? So we are romancing our food, both in terms of taste, in terms of health, in terms of everything we do. We are learning what the value of food, both for nutrition and for enjoyment.
Okay, so translate that to, say, a casual fast food restaurant chain.
Casual fast food now has more experiential cues in the menu so that you walk into a casual fast food restaurant, you get much more choice than you used to. You see it being done in front of you. You can smell it the minute the door opens, sometimes before the door opens. You can hear it. You see what's going on. In the old days, it used to be hidden. Some restaurants still do that, and they're declining. The restaurants that are out front with it, Panera Bread, Chipotle, they are growing. And it's all a matter of an experience.
Okay, so does that tell you that fast food chains are losing business? McDonald's, other Burger King, other fast food chains as well?
Legacy chains are losing business. It used to be we ate where we had fun. We ate where things were fast. We ate where there were a lot of F words. Today, the F word is fresh. So the restaurants and the quick serve restaurants that are growing, Subway has been growing for decades based upon fresh and based upon the ability to have some choice. And these are the things that are driving people to return to restaurants that offer freshness, offer foods that are perceived to be healthy, most of the time are, they're certainly perceived to be healthy, but also taste good.
What's happening with supermarkets? There are interesting trends going on there.
Well, there are. In the old days, supermarkets were places where you went to get packaged foods, which were heavily processed, and they dominated the store and they dominated sales. Today, sales are moving from the center of the store, where most of the foods are processed, to the periphery of the store, where you're buying fresh vegetables, fresh fruits, quality meats. And by the way, in the case of many supermarkets like Wegmans in the Northeast, Harris Teeter in the Southeast, HEB down in the Southwest, you can actually sit down and have a very high-quality meal, and it's as good or better in many cases than going out to a restaurant.
Why are people eating in supermarkets?
It's fashionable today. They've made it a true experience. You see the foods, oftentimes get to select from the ingredients. You can get a recipe right there because they're not afraid of you not coming back. You're going to buy the ingredients in their store. The ambiance is good. Oftentimes you can talk to the chef. So the better supermarket chains have made it a true experience.
Is there any such thing as a grocery store anymore, a good old-fashioned grocery store?
Well, there are, and they are making a comeback. The small neighborhood grocery stores are not only being copied by Walmart in their neighborhood store, but they are making a comeback because of personalized service. They realized, the old grocery stores realized that they could not compete on price with supermarkets, club stores, or certainly the Walmarts and the Costcos. So most of them went out of business. The ones that stayed in business did so on personalized service.
So that's their attraction now? That they can, if they can't offer lower prices, it's personalized service and what, convenience?
Personalized service, sometimes convenience because the lines aren't that long, but it's personalized service and quality. One of the biggest trends in food, whether restaurant or grocery store, is localization. The whole idea of artisan products and ingredients, prepared locally. People really do relate to that, and the relevance of that today in the food industry is huge, both in restaurants and in supermarkets. And nobody better than the local grocer to be able to do that because they don't have to worry about other stores.
Right. And interesting to note, though, as well, that there is a trend toward even more what's called ethnic food. Where are you seeing that?
We're seeing it everywhere. People tend to think of ethnic, well, you're talking about the Southwest and Hispanic, you're talking about the North. It's not true at all. Foods that would never have been consumed in the Midwest, sushi, for example. Can you imagine trying to sell sushi in the Midwest 25 years ago? Today, it's as popular in the Midwest as it is on either coast. So the trend towards ethnic eating, whether it's in a packaged food, a frozen entree that you can buy that you couldn't make for yourself, or going out to a restaurant, that trend is universal in this country and well beyond.
One other thing, in terms of consumers, what do we see as millennials, many of whom are starting careers right now, are getting more established and gaining more purchasing power? How are they help dictating tastes?
Well, they are a lot. And today, millennials are teaching their parents and their grandparents how to eat more healthy and eat better. And millennials have very certain habits. They believe in sustainability and in causes much more than their parents did. They believe in fresh, and they believe in artisan, and they believe food is more than just fuel. So as an example of that, where older generations looked towards the absence of negatives in food, foods that contain less of this, less of that, millennials are less concerned with that. They're much more concerned with the presence of positives, protein, nutrients, vitamins. So cauliflower becomes the new kale, and where their parents wouldn't even have known what kale was and certainly wouldn't have gone out of their way to order cauliflower in a restaurant. So millennials are teaching their parents, and they're pushing the edge of what is cutting-edge food today.
Gary Steibel is founder and CEO of the New England Consulting Group in Westport, Connecticut, and a lead partner in the food and beverage practice. Thank you. Nice to speak with you.
Thank you.